اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here is Brother Hussein Akbari with me, and I'm very glad, I'm very happy that alhamdulillah I have him with us today, and we hope that inshallah you stay with us till the end of this session. I say hello to Hussein in this session. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Thank you.
Welcome to our program. Inshallah, dear brothers and sisters and dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and also dear Hussein, we will talk about ayah 164 and 165 of Surah An-Nisa on page
104.
Surah
Nisa.
Nisa. Ayah 164 and 165. Good job. Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, and open your Quran, turn to page 104, ayah 164 and 65 of Surah An-Nisa. First and foremost, we all will pay attention to the recitation of these two verses, these two ayatain, and then we'll get back to our topic, inshallah. Ready, Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa rusulan qad qasasnahum 'alayka min qablu wa rusulan lam naqsusuhum 'alayk. Wa kallama Allahu Musa taklima. رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
ما شاء الله. Nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter. Okay. So Hussein is also here to recite for us. And I really love his recitation. He's so good. He's so smart and so energetic. So we all pay attention to Hussein once. He will recite it and then we'll move on to the explanation. Hussein, can you please read for us, recite once for us?
Yes.
Okay, mashallah. Start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل.
ما شاء الله.
وكان الله عزيزا حكيما.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله حسين. ما شاء الله. Allah bless you, inshallah. That was a nice recitation. So let's see what Allah Almighty says to us. What are the messages of these nice and heavenly teachings and sayings of Allah Almighty? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa rusulan qad qasasnahum alayka min qabl. Wa rusulan lam naqsushum alayk. Wa kallama Allahu Musa taklima. O Prophet of Islam, in the previous ayah, in ayah 163, Allah Almighty talked about the prophets, those who were sent after Prophet Nuh, and also before the Prophet of Islam. So Allah Almighty told some of the names, mentioned some of the names of the prophets. And here in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, and some of the other prophets that we have, some of the other apostles that we have recounted to you earlier, we have told them their stories, their lifetimes, their life stories. And also, وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, there are some prophets that Allah Almighty has not talked about them to the Prophet of Islam or in the Quran. Yeah?
Yeah.
وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and to Moses, Allah spoke directly. So this ayah has a message. And that message is that we don't know all the prophets. Okay, Hussein? We don't know all the lifetimes of the prophets. We don't know all the history. And all the history cannot, for example, cannot be combined in one book. It's impossible, yes?
Yes.
And so it means that we should have this understanding that if Quran has not mentioned these things, it doesn't mean that Quran is, God forbid, incomplete. No, it is complete. And that those stories that Quran has mentioned for us, they are enough. Yes?
Yes.
They are enough. And if we learn the teachings of Islam, the teachings from the lifestyles of the prophets mentioned in the Quran, they will be for sure enough for us till the end of our life, till the day of judgment, that those are enough for us. So we don't have to complain, we don't have to have any objections. And also Allah Almighty has actually mentioned some of the prophets here in the Quran just to give the key points, just to give us the very important messages about their life. And for this reason that we should be able to practice them in our life. So even if thousands of prophets were mentioned in the Quran, if we were kind of those people, like they were not people who really don't apply, who really don't practice the teachings in their life, that was useless. So Allah mentions some of the prophets for us as ibrah, as lessons, okay? Lessons, so that we should practice their lifetime, life, their teachings, okay, in our life, daily life. And then in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, these prophets, okay, the apostles, they are as bearers of good news and also warners of the hellfire, warners of the day when the wrongdoers will regret. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُولِ, saying, in the day of judgment, if Allah Almighty judges us, for example, if Allah Almighty asks me, if Allah Almighty has not sent me any prophet, and in the day of judgment He asks me, why didn't you do the prayers? Then I will ask Him, come on God, You didn't send us any prophet. You didn't send us anybody to tell us that we should have done the prayers. We had to do the prayers. This is not reasonable. Yeah?
Yeah.
This is not reasonable. So if Allah Almighty is going to question us in the day of judgment and He's going to reward us heaven, or God forbid He's going to punish us with the hellfire, He has to first send us an apostle, somebody to guide us, somebody to tell us, to inform us of the rules of the day of in this world, of the rules of this world, and also the hellfire, the rewards, the punishments, the heaven for the hereafter. Yeah?
Yeah.
Allah Almighty has to let us know these things.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Hussein, let's directly, without wasting the time, move on to the Tajweed rules. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the first point here is وَرُسُولًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَا رُسُولًا تَنْوِين and قَاف. How do you read it?
رُسُولًا
رُسُولًا You hide it, yes? إخفاء.
Yes.
How do you read it?
رُسُولًا قَدْ
أحسن. قَدْ قَدْ قَصَصْنَا قَدْ دَال will be pronounced with an echoing sound. قَدْ, yes?
Yes.
قَصَصْنَاهُمْ Read it.
قَصَصْنَاهُمْ
أحسن. عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ We have talked about it. مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُولًا لَمْ How do you read it?
رُسُولًا
Ah, good job. رُسُولًا Yeah.
رُسُولًا
إِخْفَاء, إِدْغَام, إِظْهَار
إِدْغَام
إِدْغَام وَرُسُولًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ Not لَهُ اللَّهُ Yes?
Yes.
Next ayah. رُسُولًا مُبَشِّرِين How do you read, Hussein?
رُسُولًا رُسُولًا مُبَشِّرِين
رُسُولًا مُبَشِّرِين ما شاء الله إدغام, yeah?
Yeah.
You merge تنوين with me. رُسُولًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ مُنذِرِينَ How do you read it?
مُنذِرِينَ
Ah, ما شاء الله. إخفاء, hiding sound. لِأَنَّ it is, it changes to لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ على الله حجة بعد الرسل. How do you read it?
حجة.
أحسن. حجة. Hiding the meme sound. حجة بعد الرسل. وكان الله عزيزا حكيما.
No, حكيما.
آه. وكان الله عزيزا.
حكيما.
حكيما. We mentioned the most important ones here. Actually, all the Tajweed rules mentioned here. Some of the easy ones we have mentioned in the previous sessions also, like the pronunciation of Ayn, Dhal, Saad, these things. You should pay attention to them also. Hussein recited these two verses for us, and now it's me who will be reciting. Hussein will be repeating after me, and inshallah, brothers and sisters, you will be also repeating, inshallah. Hussein, ready? Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ
وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ
وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا
وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا
رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ
رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ
ما شاء الله وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم أحسنتم Thank you so much, dear Hussein. Brothers and sisters, I really thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. And inshallah, we hope you stay with IRB English Radio for the next and coming sessions. We'll be inshallah practicing the next verses of Surah An-Nisa. Hope you stay safe. May Allah protect you all from all kinds of evils. And thank you so much. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن